here in LA, they call it runaway production. I prefer to say it's production being lured away with shiny baubles, frankly, hard cash from these states. So, you know, the mayor put together a coalition across the industry and across the state, and we've tripled our tax credit here in LA, and we think that's going to level the playing field.
And Yusuf, this is Rose Scott. And also, this would have had an impact on jobs as well in your state and around LA.
You know, absolutely. Look, for us, this isn't about, you know, the stars you see on the screen. It's for the people who are in the credits and maybe even not in the credits. You know, here in, you know, when you go to Detroit, the guy next door and down the block works for Ford or Chevy or Dodge. Here in LA, you have people who swing hammers, who paint the sets, who do the makeup, who cater productions, who run the cable, operate the lights. These are tens of thousands of middle-class jobs in here in L.A. It generates overall hundreds of thousands of middle-class jobs here. That's what this is about, and our tax credit is specifically geared, pegged to how many what we call below-the-line jobs there are on set.
Yusuf, let me ask you this. Were you all able to sort of estimate how much in terms of dollars, and I'm sure it's up in hundreds of millions, if maybe not even billions, that since all of these other states, including Georgia, and I think some of the neighboring states, have lured away that production, how much it's cost California? Have you all been able to sort of gauge that estimate?
You know, the estimate that we have is about $1 billion worth of production over the last decade, but it's hard to say. You know, you can't survey the mind of every studio accountant and producer and say, was it that tax credit? Was it the weather? You know, for example, you mentioned Driving Miss Daisy or Fried Green Tomatoes. Of course, those movies are set in the South, and so it makes sense to film in Georgia. Now, Taken 3 might have a suspicion that's a little bit more about the bottom line than it was, you know, the wonderful antebellum mansions of Georgia.